How would you say, I'm going to give it
Je vais le donner
to him,
à lui.
à lui. I'm going to give it to her.
Je vais le donner à elle.
À elle,
À
right.
elle.
Yes.
Ah.
So this is what how you would make a distinction. Yes. For instance, if you want to say, I'm going to bring him the book, would be, I'm going.
Bring. Is bring, I can't remember.
Start with I'm going,
Je vais.
to bring up.
Oh, yes. Apporter. I'm going to bring. Sorry, what was it? I'm going to
I'm
bring
going to
him.
bring him the book.
Je vais lui apporter le livre.
Right. Je vais lui
Lui
apporter le
apporter.
livre. Yes. I'm going to bring her the book.
Je vais elle apporter.
No.
Oh, and of course, je vais lui apporter le
Right.
livre.
Je vais lui apporter le livre. So lui means him to him and her to her. Yes? Same.
Yes.
Je vais lui apporter le livre. Yes. But if it is ambiguous, if it is not clear, then you can also say, instead of I'm going to bring him the book, you can say, I'm going to bring the book to him. That would be
À lui.
à lui. Je vais apporter le livre à lui. That becomes now clear
Yes.
because I'm going to bring the book to her would be je vais apporter le livre
À elle.
à
À
elle.
elle.
Yes. But usually, if you're talking about him, and then you say, je vais lui apporter le livre, it will be clear. Yes. You're
Yes.
talking about her, and you say, je vais lui apporter le livre, it's also clear. Yes. But if you're talking about him and about her, and it is not clear, then you will say, à lui or à elle.
Yes.
So we have him implying to him or to her is lui, and them implying to them is leur, spelled L-E-U-R. So I'm going to send them the money. The money is l'argent. Argent, spelled A-R-G-E-N-T, means both silver and money, because money used to be silver
Sure.
pieces. So l'argent.
L'argent.
So I'm going to send them the money would be
Je vais
to send, to envoy,
le
envoyer.
envoyer
Right. L'argent.
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 Right. Je vais leur envoyer l'argent. If you're talking about my father would be mon père.
Mon père.
Right, because père, paternity, is père, P-E-R-E, with an accent. Père means father. So my father, mon père, mon, because father is usually masculine. Mother is mère.
Mon mère.
Ma mère.
Ma mère.
Because she is usually feminine. Ma.
Maman. Ma mère.
Ma mère, yes. So, with my father would be
Avec mon père.
avec mon père. With my mother,
Avec ma mère.
avec ma
Avec ma
mère.
mère.
And my parents is mes parents, M-E-S for plural.
Mes parents.
Parents,
Parents.
yes. You know, E-N-T and A-N-T is always the same in French and English. Now, his father would be son.
Son père.
Son père. His mother would be?
Son mère.
No. Mother is usually feminine.
Son.
Sa mère.
Sa mère.
Sa.
Sa mère.
Sa.
even though he, and it's his mother, even though he's a male, his mother isn't.
Hmm? So again, his father
son
is
père.
Son père, because père is a male. Yes, son père.
Son père.
His mother?
Sa mère.
Sa mère. Female.
Sa mère.
His parents? Yes.
Ses parents.
Ses parents, S-E-S. Ses parents, yes.
Ses parents.
Ses parents. Mm-hmm. Her father?
Son père.
Son père. So his father and her father is son père, because père is masculine. Her mother is?
Sa mère.
Sa mère, like his mother. So sa mère is his mother or her mother, because mother is feminine. Her parents would be? Ses parents, right. Mm. There is T-H-E-I-R. Is leur. Leur, L-E-U-R. So, their father, leur père, their mother, leur mère, yes, and parents, leur parents. Mm-hmm. Now, I gave you before leur,
yes,
for them, in the sense of to them. Yeah. So actually, leur has here different meanings.
Okay. Yes.
For instance, if you want to say, I'm going to bring them their book, would be, what is to bring?
Envoyer, apporter.
Apporter, right. So I'm going to bring them, meaning to them, their book.
Je vais leur apporter.
Their book.
Leur livre.
Right. Je vais leur apporter leur livre. Here you have leur twice, yes? Leur, them, to them, and leur for their, for T-H-E-I-R, yes? Je vais leur apporter leur livre. How would you say, will you tell him? That means, in French, will you say to him, will you tell to him, which would be?
Voulez-vous lui dire?
Voulez-vous lui dire, yes. Voulez-vous lui dire? So, will you tell him that I'm going to call him later?
voulez-vous lui dire que?
Que, right.
Je vais
to call him later.
L'appeler.
Right. Je vais l'appeler. Yes. Je vais l'appeler plus tard.
Plus tard.
Plus tard. Yes. So, voulez-vous lui dire que je vais l'appeler plus tard? Mm-hmm. To ask is to demand. Demander. Demander. Will you ask him is also, will you ask, will you put it to him, will you ask to him, which would be,
voulez-vous lui, can you remind me what I'm saying? Demander.
Right. Voulez-vous lui demander?
Voulez-vous lui demander?
Right. Will you ask him to him? Voulez-vous lui demander? Yes. So, will you ask him if he can wait for me?
Voulez-vous lui demander?
If he can.
Si
he can.
Il peut.
Right. Si il peut, si il, you can contract it. You do contract it in speaking to s'il, like in s'il vous plaît.
Right.
Yes, s'il.
Okay.
For if he.
S'il peut.
S'il peut, right, s'il peut, if he can, wait for me.
M'attendre.
Very good. Voulez-vous lui demander s'il peut m'attendre? Yes. Will you ask him to him if he can wait for me? S'il peut m'attendre. Yes. If you want to say, I don't have the time now, would be. I don't have.
Je n'ai pas.
Je n'ai pas, right. I have not. Je n'ai pas. I don't have the time, would be.
Je n'ai pas le temps.
Le temps, yes. So time is temps, spelled T-E-M-P-S. Tempus, tempus fugit. Temps. Le temps. Yes. So again.
Je n'ai pas le temps.
First of all.
Je n'ai pas le temps.
Right. Je n'ai pas le temps.
Oh, je n'ai pas le temps.
Je n'ai pas le temps.
Right. Je n'ai pas le temps. We have nouns in French that are, you call them masculine and you call them feminine. It has nothing to do with sex, yes. But it is determined by endings, yes. Like police is la police. L'armée is une armée. The whole army is feminine. Again, has nothing to do with masculinity or femininity. But amour, love, is masculine. Now, I can give you some rules when to use le or la. But I want to show you how to avoid stopping and thinking, do I use le or la? Yes. So far, you know that all the 1,200 nouns ending in I-O-N are la. La réservation, la condition, that you already know automatiquement, automatically, yes? And what I gave you is for ENCE and ANCE, la préférence, and so on, is la, yes. Yeah. Also, if I tell you that words in English ending in TY come from French, and in French will end in T-E with an accent, and T. Mm. Like liberty in French will be
Liberté.
Liberté. And liberté. All the T's are la. La liberté. So the difficulty would be?
La difficulté.
La difficulté. The facility.
La facilité.
La facilité, yes. Mm-hmm. The possibility.
La possibilité.
Right. La possibilité, yes. Yes. Opportunity.
L'opportunité.
L'opportunité, right, yes.
Mm-hmm. La, 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 la.
Yes. So everything in tea is tea, yes. The specialty.
La spécialité.
Right. But always hit the ending.
Spécialité.
La spécialité. So what specialty do you have?
Quelle spécialité avez-vous?
Right. Quelle spécialité avez-vous? What is the specialty of the house would be quel...
Quelle est la spécialité?
La, once more.
Quelle est la spécialité?
La spécialité.
Spécialité.
T, like an A, like in day.
Spécialité.
Of the house. Of
a
not to
ahead
of
de la maison,
right? So say it again. What is the specialty of the house?
Qui est la
what is what is
okay
what is okay. How would you say what specialty do you have?
Qui spécialité.
What of which is
quel?
Quel,
of course.
Quel,
yes.
So what
yes.
specialty do you have?
Quelle spécialité avez-vous?
Right. And what is the specialty of the house?
Quelle est la spécialité de la maison?
Right. Quelle est la spécialité de la maison? Mm-hmm. Yes. quality would be?
Qualité.
Qualité. Q-U always has a sound of a K. Qualité. La qualité.
Qualité. La qualité. Yes.
What quantity?
Quelle quantité.
Right. Quelle quantité. Right. Quelle quantité. Yes. Society.
Société.
Société, right.
Société.
Société, yes. Also, verbs that end in A-T-E in English will end in E-R in French. They're all French words, French verbs. In speaking, just drop the sound of the T. So to operate would be?
Operer.
Operer, right. Yes, to moderate.
Modere.
Modere. Hey, hey, hey,
modere.
Like they.
Modere.
Hey.
To accelerate.
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 Yes. Right, to facilitate.
Facilité.
Facilité, yes. Yes. To negotiate.
Négocier.
No, you just drop the T.
Oh.
Négocier.
Négocier, right. In spelling, the A-T-E
yes.
is dropped and you have an E-R. Yes. Right. But in speaking, just drop the T. Yes. Négocier, yes. Yes. To cooperate.
Coopérer.
Yes. Hey, hey, cooperate.
E.
Yes. And verbs ending in phi in English, F-Y, will end in F-I-E-R. Phi becomes fie. So to certify would be?
Certifier.
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 To modify?
Modifier.
Modifier. To justify?
Justifier.
Right. Justifier. Now back to the articles, masculine, feminine, le or la, yes? Or un for a, un or une. Un if it is a le word, or une if it is a la word. So that you would not have to stop each time and think, now what do I do? Is it le or la? Is it un or une? In the spoken language, one contracts. In all languages, we use contractions. As far as le and la is concerned, in the spoken language, didn't the French people just touch the L and pull it into the preceding word? For instance, if you want to say, I don't have the time, yes? Actually, it is je n'ai pas, I don't have. The time is le temps. But what you will hear is not je n'ai pas le temps. But what you will hear is je n'ai pas le. So the L of le is just pulled in to the preceding word. In this case, it's pas. Je n'ai pas le. Yes. Pas le temps. Pas le temps. Yes. So that L stands for le and la. Je n'ai pas le temps. That handles the problem. What would be problem in French?
Problème.
Problème, right. Yes. It so happens that problème, spelled P-R-O-B-L-E-M-E, yes, that all words in French ending in M-E, usually when you have an E, it's la, yes. But all M-E's are le. Le problème, le système, and so on. But if you want to say it's not the problem, would be ce n'est pas le problème. Pal.
Pal.
It's not a problem, ce n'est pas un problème. Yes. So you just touch the N for un or une. Yes. An expression that is used a lot in French is il y a. Il y a, spelled I-L, Y, and A. Il y a, but pronounced il y a. Il y a, you hear a lot, is means there is and there are. Il y a. Il y a, il y a. There is, there are, il y a. So if you want to say, there's a problem here, would be?
Il y a. Il y a un problème.
Right, very good. Il y a un problème. Il y a un, yeah. Yes, il y a un problème. How would you say something is?
Quelque chose.
Quelque chose?
Yes, quelque chose. How would you say someone? Some,
quel.
One is
un.
So quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un is someone, quelqu'un. Yes?
Quelqu'un.
Yes.
Quelqu'un.
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 Quelqu'un. Right. So there's someone here who would like to speak with you, would be?
Il y a quelqu'un ici.
Yes.
Who?
Qui? Would like to speak with you. Would like? Why don't you start with I would like?
Je voudrais.
So?
Qui voudrait?
Right, of course.
Yes.
To speak?
Parler.
With you.
Avec vous.
Right. Il y a quelqu'un, there is someone. Il y a quelqu'un ici qui voudrait parler avec vous. If you want to say, is there someone? If you want to ask a question, you can either say, il y a quelqu'un ici? Yes, you just use inflection to question. There's someone here? Il y a quelqu'un ici? Or, you can say, is it that? Est-ce que? Est-ce que is it that? Est-ce que? Est-ce qu'il y a would be, is there? Or are there? If you want to say, is there a message for me? Would be?
Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour moi?
Right? Est-ce qu'il y a un message? Very good.
Est-ce qu'il y a un?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour moi? Yes. Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour moi? For the plural of of the message in English is the messages, yes? Yes, you don't change the in English. But in French, it is the article the that indicates if it is plural, because the for plural is les, which is easy. Yes, that goes for le words or la words. For plural, it's always les. No, pas de problème, no problem. Yes.
Just so, les girls,
les messages.
Les messages, les.
Yes, that would be the messages. The books would be?
Les livres.
Les livres. Les livres. Now, what is the plural in... So again, what is the plural in English of a message?
The plural?
Mm-hmm.
Messages.
Right.
The messages.
Messages, yes. Messages or some messages. Messages, yes. In French, you cannot use a noun by itself, just disrobed, just nude and naked. Yes. No, you have to dress it up. So the plural of a, whereas in English you will say, there are messages for you. In French, you use des, D-E-S. That goes for all words. They, yes. So I'm going to buy books, or some books would be.
Je vais acheter des livres.
Right. Je vais acheter des livres, yes. I'm going to buy some flowers. Or flowers would be fleurs. Les fleurs would be the flowers. So I'm going to buy some flowers would be...
Je vais acheter les fleurs.
That is the flowers.
Des flowers, fleurs.
Mm-hmm. So there is a message for you would be... Il. There is, or there are, is il.
Il. Il y a.
Mm-hmm. So there is a message for
il
you.
Il y a.
Il y a.
Message.
Right.
Pour vous.
Right. Il y a un message pour vous.
Il y a.
Right.
Il y a. Yes.
There are messages for you.
Il y a des messages pour vous.
Des messages, right. Il y a des messages pour vous.
Of course, yes. Il y a. No, il y a. Yes.
And if you want to ask, are there any messages for me? Then you'll start the question with, you can either say, either use the inflection, il y a des messages pour moi? Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. You use inflection, yes. The question, there are messages for me? Or, est-ce qu'il y a? Is it that there are? Est-ce que? So are there any messages would be then with est-ce que?
Est-ce que des messages?
Est-ce qu'il y a des messages
pour moi?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a des messages pour moi? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Est-ce qu'il y a des messages
right.
pour
mm-hmm.
moi?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How would you say? Is there someone here who speaks English?
Est-ce qu'il y a?
Mm-hmm. What's more?
Quelque.
Is there? Mm-hmm.
Est-ce qu'il y a
mm-hmm. someone
quelqu'un.
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un here
ici
once more
est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici
est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici who
qui
speaks English
parle anglais hmm? Qui parle anglais
who? Qui parler would be who to speak.
Oh, who speaks. Qui parle.
Aha.
Anglais.
Yes.
Could that also mean who?
Hmm?
Who is speaking English? Would that
who
mean
is the same? Speaking or who speaks? It's all the same. There's I no see. Ising. Yes.
And of course. But it could also, who, that's for you, if someone is actually there sort of speaking.
Who is that, speaking that or who speaks same. Or who does speak.
Yeah.
There's no do's and does and doesn't and no aming, ising, aring. Yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So and if it is not we or you, you cut. So once more, is there someone here who speaks English?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici qui parle anglais?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici qui parle anglais? Yes. So, there is nobody here. There's nobody here who speaks English.
Il n'y a pas...
No, instead of pas, you have to use nobody. Il n'y a personne.
Il n'y a personne.
Personne, right. Pas only means not.
Personne.
Il n'y a personne. So there's nobody here.
I'm confused because good. why do you have to? Doesn't that mean there isn't nobody here?
Yes.
So it's il y a personne ici.
Il n'y a personne ici, right?
But you do put an N.
Yes, as a signal that you're going to use a negation, nobody.
But if you say nobody speaks.
Yes. If you start out with nobody, then it is just person.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
For instance, so pa means not.
Mm.
Yes.
Pa.
Pa means not. Mm. Like not for me, thank you would be not for me.
Pas pour moi.
Right. Pas pour moi. Huh. Yes, papa-moi. Not for me, merci, thank you. Papa-moi. Not now.
Pas maintenant.
Right. Once more?
Not for me now.
No, just not now.
Not now. Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant, yes. Mm-hmm. So, pas means not. But if you want to say no or not any, you will say none of, pas de. Yes. So, not known as yes and no, which is oui and non, but just know something, yes, meaning not any, that's pas de, none of, not of. For instance, if you want to say no coffee for me, would be
pas de café pour moi.
What's more?
Pas de café pour moi.
Pas de café pour moi, right.
Mm-hmm. Pas de café pour
yes.
moi.
Now, I said before that those little words in French, in the spoken language, not in the written language, but in the spoken language, you contract and you just touch the consonant and you pull it into the preceding word. In other words, pas de becomes pat. Pat. In speaking, yes, not in spelling, it is pas de, yes?
Yes.
But so instead of saying pas de café, what you will hear is, or what you will say is pat, pat café, yes.
Pat
yes.
café.
No problem would be?
Pat problem.
Right, pat problem. So, so no cream for me would be?
Cream is creme.
Well, try it.
Pat crème pour moi.
Right. Good.
Pat crème
pour moi. Right. Mm-hmm. And no sugar for me?
Pat sucre
right.
pour moi.
Pat sucre pour moi.
Sucre. Sucre.
Right.
Sucre.
Yes. If you want to say nobody understands why. Nobody?
Personne.
Personne understands.
Comprendre.
Hmm?
Comprend.
Right.
Personne comprend. Why?
Pourquoi? Right. Mm-hmm.
Personne comprend.
So once more.
Personne comprend pourquoi.
Yes, a little louder. Yes.
Personne comprend pourquoi.
Right. Personne comprend pourquoi. I don't understand would be.
Je ne comprends pas.
Yes, je ne or
je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. In spelling, you have je ne comprends pas, but in speaking, je ne comprends pas. How would you say, I understand it would be
je le comprends.
Right, je le comprends. I understand. Je le comprends. I don't understand it.
Je le ne comprends pas.
Hmm?
Je le ne comprends pas.
I don't. You have to give me the signal.
Je ne le comprends.
Yes, but instead of je ne le comprends pas.
Je ne le comprends pas.
Right. Je ne le comprends pas. Yes. Yes. So those little words are touched very. Very softly.
Yes.
Je ne le comprends pas. Je ne le comprends pas. Yes.
Yes.
But in reading, in spelling, you will say je ne le comprends pas. But je ne le comprends pas. That's what you will hear. That's what you will say.
So if you have that le comes after the n part.
Well, never mind the n part. Yes. First, you have to get the signal. Je ne. Yes.
Right. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Very often you will not hear it. You will not hear the N because they may not use it. They may say, je ne comprends pas. Yes. If you don't hear it, that means they didn't use it. You will hear very often, like, I'm going to bring up one of your favorite words, which I haven't used yet. And that word for you is vrai.
Vrai. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember.
Vrai. You try to use it for everything. Yes. Vrai means true. Yes. Veritable. Vrai. So it is true would be?
C'est vrai.
C'est vrai.
C'est vrai.
Yes. It is not true.
Snip. Ce n'est pas vrai.
Ce n'est pas vrai. Yes. Ce n'est pas vrai. Yes.
Snake. It's that snake. Ce n'est pas vrai.
Right. Very often, you will hear French people say, instead of ce n'est pas vrai, which is correct, you will hear them say, c'est pas vrai. C'est pas. Yes. C'est pas vrai, c'est pas possible. And you don't hear the N because they didn't use it. C'est pas vrai. C'est vrai? They like to use it. Is it true? Meaning, is that so? Yes. They use it a lot. C'est vrai? Or sometimes you will hear, ah, vraiment? What would that mean? Vraiment.
Truly.
Truly, yes. Ah, truly? Meaning, is that so? Vraiment? Yes. You can fan a whole conversation like that sometimes.
Yes. Ah, vraiment? Vraiment?
Ah, oui, oui, and then continue. Yes. Yes. Ah, vraiment? Vraiment? Is that so? So again, how would you say, I don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. I don't understand it.
Je ne le comprends pas.
Je ne le comprends pas. Right. I don't understand him.
Je ne... Lui... No, je ne le comprends pas.
Right. Je ne le comprends pas. I don't understand her.
Je ne la comprends pas.
Right. Je ne la comprends pas. I don't understand comprends. Them.
Je ne leur
comprends pas. No, leur is to them.
Oh, right. Je ne les comprends pas.
Je ne les comprends pas. And I don't understand you.
Je ne vous comprends pas.
Once more?
Je ne vous comprends pas.
Yes, a little louder. I want to hear you clearly.
Yes. Je ne vous comprends pas.
Right. Je ne vous comprends pas. Yes. Je ne vous comprends pas.
Je ne vous comprends pas.
Right, I don't understand you. He doesn't understand you.
Il... Vous. Mm-hmm. Il ne vous comprend pas.
Right. Il ne vous comprend pas. Right. Il ne vous comprend pas. He doesn't understand us.
Il ne comprend pas.
Right. Il ne nous comprend pas. So, il ne, cut, nous comprend pas.
Il ne nous comprend pas.
How would you say he doesn't understand me?
Il ne... il me comprend pas. Il ne me comprend pas.
Right. A little louder.
Il ne me... comprend pas.
Right. Il ne me comprend pas. Il ne me comprend pas.
Mm-hmm. Il ne me comprend
yes. pas. I understand very well. I understand you very well.
Je vous comprends très bien.
Right. Je vous comprends très bien. I don't understand you very well.
Je ne vous comprends pas très bien.
Right. Je ne cut, vous comprend pas très bien. The word for nothing is?
Rien.
Rien, right.
Rien.
If you want to say, once more, I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. If you want to say, I don't understand anything, meaning I understand nothing. Nothing or not anything is rien. And you put it in place of pas. Because pa only is used for not and nothing else. All other negations are replaced with pa.
Yes.
In place of pa. So I don't understand anything would be...
Je ne comprends rien.
Right. So you have the je, the n, as a signal that you're going to use any negation.
Right.
Je ne comprends rien. I don't understand anything. I understand nothing. Yes.
Yes.
If you want to say, I don't see, I don't see it, would be...
je ne le vois pas.
Right. Once more?
Je ne le vois pas.
Je ne le vois pas.
Je ne vois pas.
Right. But if you want to say, I don't see anything.
Je ne vois rien. Je ne vois rien.
Right. Je ne vois rien. I don't see anything.
Je ne vois rien.
Right.
Hmm.
Yes. The word for never is jamais. 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 Jamais.
Jamais.
I never see it. I don't ever see it. I never see it.
Je ne vois jamais.
Right.
Je ne vois jamais.
Yes. I never see it.
Je ne le vois jamais.
Right. Je ne le vois jamais. Yes. And I never understand why.
It's the why.
Yeah.
Je ne comprends.
Never.
Jamais.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Right.
Pourquoi?
Je ne comprends jamais pourquoi. How would you say, I can never understand.
Je ne peux jamais comprendre.
Yes, say it again.
No.
Yes.
Je ne peux jamais comprendre.
A little louder.
Je ne peux jamais comprendre.
Right. Je ne peux jamais comprendre. I cannot understand anything.
Je ne peux pas comprendre quelque chose.
You just said I cannot understand something.
Something.
But not anything is nothing.
Oh, rien.
Okay. So?
So. Je ne peux rien comprendre.
Passeport?
Je ne peux rien comprendre.
Right. Je ne peux rien comprendre. And you use it in place of pas. Right.
Yes.
I would like a glass of mineral water.
Je voudrais une tasse de...
A tasse is a cup.
Verre.
Right.
Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale.
Very good. Je voudrais un verre, yes. So, you see, just in using the touch of the N, yes?
Yeah.
That N goes for un or une, yes? So you don't have to worry, is it un verre or une verre? It happens to be un verre, yes?
Does it?
But it doesn't matter. Je voudrais un verre, yes? This is what you will say. Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale was correct. I would like a cup of coffee would be...
Je voudrais une tasse de café.
Right. Correct. Je voudrais une tasse de café. Tasse happens to be la tasse, une tasse. Yes. But it doesn't matter. Because you said, je voudrais une tasse de café. If you want to say, it is not possible to do it. Now.
Ce n'est pas possible.
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 To do it.
Le faire.
If and whenever you use an adjective and it is followed by the full verb, of course, then you throw in d after it. In other words, you will say it is not possible of doing it, of to do it. Ce n'est pas possible de le faire. After all adjectives, a light touch of the d. Yes. For what actually what you will hear is ce n'est pas possible de le faire. Le faire. Yes. So even if you don't use it, somehow French ears may hear it.
Yes.
Even if you say ce n'est pas possible le faire, yes, they think that because it's so light, yes, instead of de le faire, yes, it's spelled de le faire, but you will say ce n'est pas possible le faire, le faire. Yes. So there's this light touch of the de le faire. It is not necessary to do it now, would be.
Ce n'est pas nécessaire de le faire maintenant.
Right. Ce n'est pas nécessaire de le faire maintenant. Yes. The word for happy is heureux.
Heureux.
Spelled H-E-U-R-E-U-X. But for, if you say it for feminine, heureuse, instead of the X,
make
it, then you make it an S-E. So heureux, she is happy, elle est heureuse. He is happy, il est heureux. So I am happy would be?
Je suis heureux.
Je suis heureux, right. Je suis heureux, yes.
Je suis heureux.
But you will say, je suis heureux.
Je suis heureuse.
Right.
Je suis heureuse. Really
right, bad. Right. Yes, that's fine. Yes, heureuse.
Heureuse.
Mm-hmm.
Je suis heureuse.
How would you say, I'm happy to do it for you?
Je suis heureux de le faire pour vous.
Very good. Je suis heureux de le faire pour vous. After an adjective, de. Je suis heureux de le faire pour vous. I am very happy to see you.
Je suis très, très heureux de vous voir.
Right. Je suis très heureux de vous voir.
De vous voir.
So after any adjective, followed by a verb, de. Yes. Je suis très heureux de vous voir. I am glad would be content. Yes. So I'm very glad to see you would be.
Je suis très content de vous voir.
Right. Je suis très content de vous voir. Mm-hmm. And so that the adjectives wouldn't feel too lonely, you have the same situation after a noun. After any noun, if the noun is followed by a verb, by an infinitive, by the whole verb, you also throw in a de. For instance, I would like to have the opportunity to see it next time. Next time is la prochaine fois, approaching time. We have two words in English for time. Time, in the sense of passing of time, to have time or not to have time, which in French is temps. Yes. How much time? Combien de temps? How much of time? But in English, you also use time for one time, or once, or two times, or twice, a sequence of times, how many times. It's a different word for time, yes? In French, you have two words for two times, yes? So time, in the sense of sequence of times, and not the passing of time, is fois, spelled F-O-I-S. So one time or once would be une fois. Two times or twice is deux fois. three times, trois fois. The first time, la première fois. The next time, la prochaine fois, the approaching time. And the last time, la dernière fois, the last time. So, and encore une fois would be still more one time or once more.
Once more.
Encore une fois. Encore. How would you say, I'm going to see it next time?
Je vais le voir
la prochaine fois. Right. Je vais le voir la prochaine fois. Mm-hmm. And it's the first. I see it for the first time would be.
Je le vois.
For the first time.
Pour la première fois. Première fois.
Right. Je le vois. Pour la première fois. So, how would you say, I would like to have the opportunity to see it next time.
Je voudrais...
To have...
avoir...
The opportunity...
L'opportunité...
L'opportunité to see it...
De le voir.
Right, de le voir next time.
La prochaine fois.
Right. Je voudrais avoir, I would like to have, l'opportunité de le voir. L'opportunité de le voir la prochaine fois. Instead of opportunité, you can also say in French, l'occasion, the occasion. L'occasion de le voir. Or you can say, I don't always have the occasion or the opportunity to see it would be, I don't always, all the word for always is toujours, all days, yes, toujours is always, all days. So I don't always have the opportunity to see it.
Je n'ai pas toujours.
The opportunity or the occasion.
L'occasion to see it. De le voir,
yes. Je n'ai pas toujours l'occasion de le voir, yes. And I don't always have the time to do it.
Je n'ai pas toujours... the time to do it.
The time?
I'm just wondering whether it should be temps or
yes,
fois.
Yes, why not?
Le temps.
Yes, it is not passing of time.
No,
it is
right.
Passing of time, yes.
Yes.
Le so temps, je n'ai pas toujours le temps to do it.
De le faire.
Right. Je n'ai pas toujours le temps de le faire. Yes, je n'ai pas toujours le temps de le faire. Mm-hmm. It is always a pleasure to see it. It is always a pleasure.
Plaisir.
Right. yes. To see it.
De le voir.
Right. C'est toujours un, yes.
Oh,
c'est
yes,
toujours
yes.
Un plaisir. Yes.
C'est toujours yes.
C'est toujours un, yes.
Toujours.
C'est toujours un plaisir de le voir. Yes. How would you say? What is to take?
Prendre.
Prendre. I'm taking it would be.
Je le prends.
Once more?
Je le prends.
Right. Je le prends. Mm-hmm. It is taking too much time that way. It is taking.
Ça prend.
Ça prend is right. ça prend trop de temps. Right. Too much of time, trop de temps, like that.
Comme ça.
Right. Ça prend, it takes, so it is taking, ça prend trop de temps comme ça. It is making a big difference that way. It is making...
Ça fait...
Right. It makes. Ça fait. There's no making. Yes.
Yes.
Ça fait is right. Ça fait a big difference.
Un grand... Ça fait un grand...
Ça fait un... Right.
Grand ça fait une grande différence comme ça.
Right. Ça fait une, yeah, ça fait une grande différence comme ça. Mm-hmm. Good. How would you say it makes me pleasure. It makes me pleasure. You don't say that in English, but in French you do.
Ça me fait plaisir.
Right. Ça me fait plaisir ou ça me fait plaisir.
Right.
Ça me fait plaisir is used very much in French for I enjoy. It makes me pleasure. Yes. They don't say, it gives me pleasure, but it makes me pleasure or I enjoy. Ça me fait plaisir. It's used a lot. You will hear it a lot and you will use it a lot because you may say, and this is what you will hear, I'm very pleased to see you. I'm very pleased to see you, meaning it makes me pleasure to see you. How would you say that?
Ça me fait plaisir.
Mm-hmm. A little louder.
Ça me fait plaisir.
Right. I want you to say everything with conviction. Avec conviction. So.
Ça me fait plaisir à vous voir. No, de vous voir.
Right. Say that again.
Ça me fait plaisir de vous voir.
Right. Ça me fait plaisir de vous voir. You will hear that a lot and you will see it and you will say it a lot. Meaning, I'm pleased to see you. Ça me fait plaisir de vous voir. You can also say, I'm very pleased to see you, which would be, it makes me great pleasure to see you. How would you say that?
Ça m'a fait grand plaisir. Ça m'a fait grand plaisir.
Say it again.
Ça m'a fait...
No.
Ça me fait... No, ça me fait...
Right.
Ça me fait...
Mm-hmm.
Grand plaisir...
To see you.
De vous voir.
Right. Ça me fait grand plaisir de vous voir. Yes. You will hear it a lot because they will express how very much they enjoy and they are pleased to see you. Yeah. And they will say, ça me fait grand plaisir de vous voir. Okay.